You're listening to SBS News.
Just a day after Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's People's Party strengthened its numbers in the European Parliament, he and his government have been removed from domestic office via a no-confidence vote. His previous coalition ally, the far-right Freedom Party, backed the no-confidence motion, which was brought by the opposition Social Democrats. The Freedom Party was embroiled in a corruption scandal last week caused by a secret video, which prompted Mr. Kurz to end the coalition with his centre-right People's Party. When Mr. Kurz was elected in 2017, he was, at 31, the world's youngest state leader. He says he's surprised the whole government is being punished for his decision.
Just a few days ago, the aim was to get rid of me as Chancellor, which as a tactic makes a certain amount of sense. But now to want to topple whole government just a few months before an election, this is something I think nobody in the country can understand.
The video scandal's been labelled Ibizagate after the Spanish island where it was recorded. It was secretly filmed in 2017, just weeks before the election, which saw both the Freedom Party and Mr. Kurz's party perform well. Then Freedom Party leader Heinz Christian Strache appears to offer public contracts to a woman claimed to be a Russian oligarch's niece if she buys a big stake in an Austrian newspaper. Once known, Mr. Strache quickly stood down. Some of his fellow Freedom Party ministers resigned with him in solidarity. The emergence of the video led the opposition to accuse Mr. Kurz and his coalition of seizing the moment to increase their influence. Opposition leader Pamela Rendi-Wagner did so again as the no-confidence motion was tabled.
This is a shameless, unrestrained and irresponsible power grab. This is what we are witnessing. But the power in our country is based on the people and not you.
Mr. Kurz's finance minister, Hartwig Lerger, has been appointed interim chancellor. Mr. Lerger will serve until a new transitional government can be appointed ahead of elections expected in September. Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen is hoping the transitional government can begin work as soon as possible.
I intend to secure a broad consensus before the transitional government is put into place so that we can avoid further motions of no confidence like today's. In this context, I appeal to all the parties to take part constructively as we try to find a solution. We need a certain consensus in this situation to ensure the good of the country.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.